Matthew chapter 4. St. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. I'm going to read that scripture in your hearing. Matthew chapter 4. Deal with her, deal with her. Stay right there, deal with her. I just want to be with you. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. I want to thank God for all of those that were able to come out with us on Friday night. We were able to dance for fun. But isn't it amazing to come in the house of the Lord and dance for Jesus? Oh, God, I just want to be with you. Hey, God, and don't act like you can't dance because I saw you. Don't dance for fun and don't dance for Jesus. I seen you. Yeah, y'all told on yourself. Hallelujah. I'm going to be reading this from the New King James Version. Hallelujah. If you have the word, say, I have the word. Take your time. Take your time with her, the minister of music. Give God some glory for the woman of God. Hallelujah. Get up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now, when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus said to him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. And again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and minister to him. Stay standing for a minute because I'm going to ask you to pray with me. The last few weeks we've been discussing how our identity, we've been talking about our identity and the identity test, that you are what God says you are. We've been discussing and we've discovered that in the first identity test that Jesus was tested on his ability to prove he is what God says he is. But we discovered there that it's not in your ability, but it's your ability to depend on the word of God. And then in the second test, he was tested to use the Father's ability, to use the Father. You would discover that life is hard. Life is hard, and we're going to go through, y'all. We're going to go through some suffering, some pain. It's going to be a long, long time. And as man and as mankind, we always looking for a way out. Always looking for a way of escape. A moment to get out of there. How do I find a way of escape? But listen to this. If we allow Christ in and we escape the way he wants us to escape, we will be saved. But if we get out the way we want to get out, for us to be your church, God, wherever you are, is your church. And God, we present ourselves to you right now for you to have your way. Hide me behind the cross. I need for you to do what you want to do so that your people can receive your word. We can learn the ways out is your way in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus is hungry. He's tired. He's exhausted. Can you imagine? He's been thrusted into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit, and he's tired. And he's hungry. And it's been a long time. And can you imagine? He's been tempted, beaten up, tempted, going through. The enemy's taking him through a couple tests to try to prove his identity. The first test he's taking him through to try to force Jesus to use his own ability. But Jesus, he doesn't oblige. He leans onto the word of God. And Satan then takes him up and he tries to test all the kingdoms and all of its splendor, all of its glory, the best that the kingdoms have to offer. Oh, my goodness. He's showing Jesus his future. He's the King of Kings and Lords of Lords. He's showing him his future. But understand that our future comes with pain, suffering. And it takes a long, it seems like it takes a long, long time. And Satan is like, this is all yours. This is all yours. And this could be yours right now without the pain, without the suffering, without the whole, a lot of time. You don't have to go through that. I'll give it to you right now. This is your future. He's showing him the future. Jesus, golly. So, and it's amazing because for me, that in all of the tests that Satan takes us through, he's always taking you through by trying. And Satan wants to bless you. Oh, yeah, Satan can bless you. This is the way he blesses. He gives it to you now so you can suffer later. But he don't tell you that. He wants to give it to you right now. He wants to give it to you now. But understand, Jesus, the Father doesn't bless like that. The Father doesn't bless giving it to you right now without the process. The way God blesses is he breaks. Oh, I don't get no amens on that side. I know we don't want to go through no more breaking. When God blesses you, you got to go through the process. There's going to be a breaking. So you got to understand the breaking. The blessing precedes the breaking. The blessing comes before the breaking. Oh, God, oh, my goodness. He blesses you first. Blessing precedes the breaking. This is why with Adam and Eve, hallelujah, the Bible, he blesses Adam and then he takes a rib from him. He breaks him. And then he says what? He says, be fruitful, multiply, replenish and subdue. You see the process? It comes with much. It comes from it sets you up. It approves you. The blessing approves you for much. Oh, yeah, that's what a blessing is. And a blessing is an approval for much. I love it when I'm on a runway, minister, and we're waiting we're waiting to take off, and we're waiting a long time, and I'm like, man, how long is it going to take? And then all of a sudden, boom, you have been approved for takeoff. Yes! Oh, we've been blessed. Hallelujah. Yeah. You've been blessed. You've been blessed. You've been approved. I love it when the doctor tells a young couple, yeah, you're healthy for children. You've been approved. Now here comes the break-in. here comes the pain. I love it. I love it when you've been approved for much. I love it when I go to the bank and I need a loan. I've been alone and they gotta look at my FICO score and my credit score. I've been faithful over the few so that I can be a ruler over much. I've been approved for the much. Now, marriage. Oh, yeah. And you've been approved for marriage. That's right. You've been approved. You're ready for what it is. But now comes the process. Now comes the breaking. The breaking. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming with the breaking because, again, the blessing precedes the breaking. Hallelujah. Can you imagine? But I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. Dude, I'm tired. And Satan comes to me like, dude, you ain't got to go through none of that. Why you want to go through that? You don't want to go through that. I don't want to go through that. Done. He waved the flag. He said, let it be you. You are the authority. Hallelujah. Satan said, it's all you got got to do. And you can have it. You can have it right now. And I'll let you, and you can have whatever you want. This is the way the enemy blesses you. This is the way he blesses you. Hallelujah. 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 I remember when my wife was pregnant for the first time. And I was so excited. We were approved for pregnancy. We were approved. Here comes the blessing. Now, and listen, she was going through, but I was going through because I got to watch her go through it. And the pregnancy was cramping my style. That's my wife. Through that. No, only the married folk got that one. Only the married folk got that. They cramping my style. Right? And it was a blessing because once we had our baby, right? Once we had our baby, hallelujah, the blessing was presented before us. Thank you, Father. And even though we went through the pain and we went through the suffering and even though we went through the process, we did it again. It says, make them suffer because we would honor it and respect it even better. But we don't respect nothing because we get it too fast. We get it too soon. That's not how the Father, that's not how he blesses. He wants us to take our time and honor it and love it and respect it and not take it for granted so that when we have it and then yeah, once I jump into that marriage, I understand that he was preparing me for the marriage, not the wedding. Yeah, we trying to get ready for the wedding. No, he's trying to prepare you for the marriage. Yeah, he's trying to prepare you for that business, for that job. But we're quick. We're ready to jump into something right now. And that's the way the enemy blesses. The enemy blesses. Jesus, the Father, is after your legacy. I'm just going to preach this thing. I got some water right here. I'm just going to preach this thing. Time going through the process to be prepared for his promise. God, I thank you. I thank you. And Satan is causing havoc. I see this where Satan tries this in Adam and Eve. With Adam and Eve, he tries to destroy the legacy. I don't know what's going on. If you go back and look at the text with Adam and Eve, I don't know what's going on with the marriage. I don't know what's going on with the marriage. I just know that they're apart, but they're together. If I was to analogize it in today's term, they in the same house, but they sleep in different beds. They're apart, but they're together because Satan is in her ear, giving her a way out. I don't know what was going on in the marriage because somebody wants out. Yeah. Well, how do you know that? Because what it infers through this, and Adam and Eve is being tempted of the devil, and he's giving her a way out. You can be like him. Don't you want to be like him? And she eats from this fruit. And the Bible says after she eats from the fruit, she gives it to her husband that was there. Well, how in the world was he there when the devil was just talking to her? Hallelujah. That's what the enemy was doing, drawing them, hallelujah, to find a way out of this. I want out. I want out. Anything, any means necessary. This is too much suffering. This is too much pain. Father, why you still got me here? Because somebody's in pain. Somebody's been suffering. It's been taking a long time, Lord, and I want to get out. I want to do it my way. But that way is a trip. It's a trick and a trap. Hallelujah. And as soon as they eat the fruit, they died. It separated them from the Lord. They died. They were separated. It prevented them from creating the legacy. Yeah. The legacy was supposed to go on from generation. It ended the legacy. And all of this time, I always thought that when the Bible says that when God made man, he says that I didn't make man to be alone. I always thought he was talking about the woman. Oh, let me preach. The Bible says that he told Adam, do not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The day you do, you shall surely die. He said, you can eat from any tree of the garden. You can have any yours, dude. But you can't have that one. You can't have, there was a process going on. And then soon after that, he said, hold on. This ain't good. Why? Because he, for the first time in the Bible, elder, he gave man free will. He gave man free will. If you do it, you will die. He gave man free will. And our Father, who knows the ending from the beginning, even into the, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am God. I am with you. And so when Satan tries to trips up Eve and Adam and tricks them and traps them, hallelujah, the trick was on him. Oh, God. The trick was on Satan. Because the Lord put out an email for the whole universe to see. He CC'd the universe on it. Yeah. He said, I will put enmity between the serpent and the woman. There will be hatred towards them. And serpent, your seed will bruise the heel of her seed, the head of the serpent's seed. Hallelujah. God found a way back into us because he knew we would always choose out. But our way out is always an opportunity for God's way in to the earth. Talking right. Oh, I know I'm talking right. I will crush his head in the name of Jesus. This is, it's amazing because when Satan is saying, listen, bow down to me. Bow down to me. This is the only time in the text, in this temptation, where Jesus. Oh, I got everybody's attention now. Lord, I got to play with it all. This is the only time in the text where Jesus rebukes the